This is the story of the birth of Jesus the Messiah. His mother Mary was from a town called Nazareth. Mary was engaged to a man called Joseph, who was also from Nazareth. Before the wedding, God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary. The angel came to her and said,
"Greetings, Mary. You're beautiful with God's beauty. Beautiful inside and out. God be with you."
But Mary was very shaken by what the angel said. She wondered what it meant, but the angel reassured her, saying,
"Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is very pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant and have a baby boy, who you will name Jesus, which means Saviour. People will call him the Son of the Most High God, and the Lord God will make him king like his ancestor David. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will be eternal."
Mary didn't understand how she could be pregnant as she was making Joseph wait until their wedding night. She asked the angel,
"How will this happen? I am still a virgin."
The angel told her that her husband-to-be wouldn't be the father, but God.
"The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High God will cover you. The baby will be holy and will be called the Son of God. And here's something else. Your relative Elizabeth is pregnant. Although she is very old, she is going to have a son. Everyone thought it was too late for her to ever have a baby, but she has been pregnant now for 6 months. God can do anything."
Mary was amazed that she'd been chosen for this special task. She told the angel,
"I am the Lord's servant. Let this thing you have said happen to me."
Then the angel left. After the angel left, Mary got up and quickly went to a town in the hill country of Judea, where her cousin Elizabeth lived with her husband Zechariah. She went into their house and greeted Elizabeth, who was pregnant with a baby who would one day be known as John the Baptist. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the unborn baby inside her jumped, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she said to Mary,
"God has blessed you more than any other woman, and God has blessed the baby you will have. You are the mother of my Lord, and you've come to visit me. Why has something so good happened to me? When I heard your voice, the baby inside of me jumped with joy. Great blessings are yours because you believe what the Lord told you. You believe this would happen."
Then Mary said,
"I'm bursting with God news. I'm dancing the song of my Saviour God. God took one good look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten. The God whose very name is holy, set apart from all others. His mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him. He bared his arm and showed his strength, scattered the bluffing braggarts. He knocked giants off their high horses, pulled victims out of the mud. The starving poor sat down to a banquet. The callous rich were left out in the cold. He embraced his chosen child Israel. He remembered and piled on the mercies, piled them high. It's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham and right up to now."
Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then went home. Mary's husband-to-be, Joseph, was a good man, but he didn't think he could marry Mary when she was already pregnant with a baby that wasn't his. He didn't want to cause her public disgrace, so he planned to divorce her secretly and get on with his life. But Joseph couldn't get Mary out of his mind. He thought about her all day until he went to bed that night. An angel from the Lord came to Joseph in a dream.
"Joseph, son of David, you mustn't worry about accepting Mary to be your wife. The baby inside her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. Give him that name because he will save people from their sins."
All this happened to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah.
"The virgin will be pregnant and will give birth to a son. People will name him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us."
When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord's angel told him to do. He married Mary, and they waited for the baby to be born. It was about that time that Augustus Caesar sent out an order to all people in the countries that were under Roman rule. The order said that everyone's name must be put on a list. This was the first counting of all the people while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to their own hometown to have their name put on the list. So Mary and Joseph left Nazareth and went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. Bethlehem was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David, and he registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. All of the guest rooms in Bethlehem were already full, so they stayed with an innkeeper's cattle outside the inn. Mary gave birth to her baby, and they called him Jesus. She wrapped him up well and laid him in a box where cattle are fed.